Welcome, everyone. I'm Meg.
And I'm Jess, and you're listening to Post-Concert Depression.
We are here to discuss all things surrounding concerts, following bands, music, and anything else under the sun.
Join in for some undiscussed aspects of the music world while also laughing your butt off.
Let's do it. Hello?
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes!
Oh my gosh, you would think that I've like never used Zoom before.
Oh my gosh.
We're just like, could you hear us having our conversation? We were just like waiting for you to connect.
No, not at all. And I'm just like, I was sitting here just waiting. I was like, oh, like they're probably figuring something out, whatever. I'm so glad you texted me because I was sat here for like 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
How's it going?
It's going. It's so good to talk to you again. It's been ages.
I know. It's been forever. It's been like, what? When did you move? Like 2 years ago?
I think it's been almost three.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane.
Like, how?
So crazy. But Juliana, this is Meg, my friend.
Hi.
Also
Hi,
my
Meg.
Co-host.
Nice to meet you over
nice
the,
to meet
over
you.
The phone.
Very nice to meet you as well.
Well,
get going.
Yeah, I didn't really. Okay, so we usually do an intro, but today on the podcast, we have Juliana Wright. I met Juliana in Nashville when I lived there. She, I think, still works for the radio station that I would always see a bunch of artists play at. And so that's how we met. So welcome to the podcast, Juliana. Is that how
Thank
I say it?
You. Thank Juliana, you guys so Juliana. Much for having me. Yeah, Juliana. Yes.
Juliana, okay. I was like, goodness, I probably should know how to say it.
Oh, no, it's fine. I know, I was trying to remember the first time that we met, because it was, I am at the same radio station, and I think it was one of the little, like, VIP shows that we did, and
I think it was AJR. I think a lot of the shows,
yes.
The little radio things that I saw them at was at your radio station.
Yes. Oh my gosh. They're fun. That's a fun little group of guys.
Right. And they're like crazy. Boom. I feel like I talk about them every episode, but they're like crazy booming, but that is where we met. So, but, do you want to tell us a little bit about like you and then how you got involved with radio? Cause that's kind of what we want to talk about with you today regarding music and radio stuff. So,
yeah. So, my position right now at the radio station is I'm the director of social media. So our company is Midwest Communications, and we actually have 82 radio stations scattered around the country. So I oversee social media for all of our radio stations and kind of,
wow.
Yeah. So, but I've done everything. I started off working in promotions, so events, concerts at the radio station. I did digital sales for a while. So I've kind of worn a lot of different hats in radio. But I actually, so my family's in radio. So I was kind of born into it. So I've been around it my whole life. And it just kind of was a natural fit. When I graduated college, I moved to Nashville, started at the radio stations here in town, and just kind of took it from there.
Are you related to JoJo, right? He's a radio guy, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know who that is.
I think, I don't know. I think that he is. I think that, never mind, but.
No, it's definitely worth an ask, but yeah, no, it's a pretty common last name, so.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm so jealous, because for a while, like after I got my job after college, I was like, I really just want to go into the radio industry and then work for promotions. And so there's like Promo West is out here in Columbus, and I was like, I just want to work for them. So I'm very jealous that you got to do that.
Oh, I know. It was so fun. You know, it was a lot of work, because it's a lot of working at night, working on the weekends, but it was so much fun, especially in a city like Nashville, because there's so many concerts, there's so many events. We were always out and about doing something. So it kept me very busy and helped me meet a lot of people too.
Like me.
Yes.
Well, and I'm sure you met like a lot of artists along the way. So do you have
actually,
a favorite?
Sorry, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Meg, I think that you actually have seen, oh no, you weren't there. Sorry. You guys also did a Mike Posner thing and you were gonna come, Meg. Never mind.
Oh yeah.
Record.
That was.
Yeah, we did. We did do a Mike Posner thing.
Yeah. And I think Meg
was
gonna
fun,
come.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just rub some salt in the wound. It's okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry you missed it. That was such a cool little show, because it was, you know, a private show, but for some reason he was really just vibing. He was supposed to play three songs, I think, and he ended up playing for an hour because he just really liked the crowd and he really liked all the people.
I remember like coming
really...
in I remember coming in late, and I was like, I had had some drinks before, you know, and I was like, hey, I'm here. Like, sorry to interrupt.
You slide right in. It was, the room was pretty crowded, so you probably were able to just sneak right into that one, but that was a really fun one.
Yeah.
It sounded fun.
Sorry, Meg, go ahead with your question.
Next time. We'll get you on the list.
Next time, for sure. So since you've met a ton of people, I'm sure, do you have a favorite artist that you've met along the way?
So because I've grown up in radio, I've met so many people over the years, and most artists are incredibly wonderful, incredibly kind people. But one of my favorites that I've met recently is Fletcher. She's just a really cool girl. She was really fun. She was just one of those people that you met and you're like, wow, I could actually, you know, hang out with you and be friends with you. You're really chill. So she's a fun one from recent years.
Nice. Okay. So I have to ask, what about least favorite?
I don't know if I want to answer this question publicly.
I don't blame you.
but after hours, I'd be happy to tell you guys.
Okay, so when we're done, we're going to stop recording and you're going to tell us.
Deal.
All right.
Oh, you already said what you do for the station. Do you want to tell us, like, kind of how does radio work? So you do social media stuff, but, like, how does the process go and, like, how do songs get on the radio? How is everything played, et cetera?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I can talk to you guys about that. So kind of how the process works is artists obviously get signed to a record label. And at every record label, there is a promotion team. And their job is to just promote individual artists and songs to radio. So we call them record reps. That's kind of the slang in the industry. And they basically travel around to different radio stations within their region that they work, and they bring their artists into radio to meet the program directors and music directors. And they basically just say, this is the data behind this song. This is why you should play it. This is why this artist is going to be a hit. And the program directors who work at the radio stations usually have been doing this for a really long time. So they have a good feel of when a song is going to work and what's going to work on their individual radio station and what's going to be a hit in their individual city. So that's kind of how that process goes in layman's terms. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but it's really interesting what goes into getting artists played on the radio.
Right. Meg and I used to always like tweet radio stations to like play our favorite artists or whatever. And like, but the program directors, they can choose what goes on the stations and stuff.
Basically, but a lot of it, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So, you know, some of it is intuition, but a lot of it is research. You know, most radio stations conduct extensive research into what works for their market and what people in Nashville, for example, you know, we do research with focus groups and, you know, surveys, like study groups of 100 people, whatever. And we, you know, have an extensive survey asking them what they want to listen to. And that data kind of helps drive those decisions as well, along with, you know, just general information about the artist, like how their record sales are doing, how their streaming numbers are. All of that stuff goes into those decisions. But again, at the end of the day, there is always that. What makes a program director really, really good is that intuition to kind of know if an artist is going to be a star, if a song is going to be a hit. That's the icing on the cake.
Yeah. Has it been hard with streaming services when it comes to like people listening to the radio that you've noticed?
So streaming services have obviously become super popular, but as of right now, according to the research, radio is the number one medium in the country. 93%, I think it is, 93% of Americans tune in to the radio every single week. So that's more than TV. That's more than any other form of media. So radio's kind of been holding on strong despite all of the emerging music platforms.
I feel like that's shocking to hear. Yeah. I would have never guessed that.
People are really surprised to hear that. But I think one of the big drives for radio, well, first of all, it's free, right? It's one of the only media services, I guess, that is free. So that's a huge part of it. And then also, I think people like the connection of local. They like listening to DJs who are in their cities. They like hearing about things that are going on in their cities. They like hearing breaking news, the weather, all of that kind of stuff. So if there's an emergency, so in Nashville, if there's a tornado, like you're not going to get a tornado warning on Spotify, right, but you're going to get that on the radio. So I think at the end of the day, that local pull is what draws people back in. That's just my opinion. I don't know what it actually is, but
yeah, that's interesting to think about. Cause I know, like, myself, I can't, no offense to you, I know you're in the radio industry, but I can't stand listening to the radio because I feel like it's just the same few artists just over and over and over. And I hate pigeonholing myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I totally get that.
Love Spotify, because I can find a ton of different artists who maybe don't have the streams that they need to get onto the radio.
Yeah. And I think that's a really, really great point, just because you're going to always get more variety not on the radio, especially when you're listening to a top 40 radio station.
Right.
So it just kind of depends on your mood and what you're looking for when you're listening to music.
And also, I feel like it depends on the demographic. Like, I know myself, compared to my mom, we're completely different listeners. Like, she's content listening to the radio. And I mean, that's how she chooses to get her, you know, her tunes. So yeah, I guess it just depends. Kind of going off of that though, do you ever get annoyed having the same songs played over and over on the radio?
So personally, sometimes I do, just because at the radio station, we play the radio all day long on repeat. Yeah. So that can be a little bit annoying when you're at work and you're hearing the same Justin Bieber song over and over again, right, or whatever the hit is right now. But when I'm like, I do listen to streaming services because I like to have, like you guys, a lot of variety in the music that I listen to. So I flip back and forth, but every once in a while, I just like tuning into the radio. I like hearing the really popular songs. I like kind of, there's also that connection.
Do you want to top off, Meg?
I have to take this call, but I will be back.
Oh, you're fine.
So keep going.
I don't even know what I was saying, but
talking about you like to have a variety listen to. Oh, but then you said listening to the radio.
I like, you know, every once in a while, just listening to the stuff that's really popular and you can kind of just zone out and, you know, I don't know. There's also something to be said about listening to something and knowing that other people are having a shared experience with you at the same time. I think that's kind of a nice part about radio too, because it has that social aspect. Like, you're listening to the same song as hundreds of other people in your city.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Meg and I talked about that, like, when it comes to like going to a concert, and then we were talking about the virtual concert experience of like, you're doing it with like shared people. So it's like cool. Also, like, I've never thought about it on the radio side of that.
Yeah.
I feel like I listen to a lot of podcasts lately, and so I don't even know the last time I actually listened to the radio. So
I know I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately too. And it's interesting because podcasts kind of are a throwback to OG radio in the, you know, 30s
and
40s.
Yeah, kind of like talk radio, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Because they would do, you know, like shows basically where they were just talking or acting out stories or reading stories or whatever. Podcasts are funny to me in that way. They're very similar to the original radio format.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't know a lot about radio, so that's interesting to know about the history behind it.
Yeah. So like for example, all the crime podcasts that people listen to these days, like they would do that on radio back in the day, but it would be scheduled. So like every Wednesday at 6 p.m. or whatever, and everyone would like tune in to a radio show. And it's when podcasts first started emerging, I was like, this is so funny because cyclical, right? It's something that people used to enjoy, you know, towards the beginning of the 20th century. And now it's making a comeback. So
interesting. Just
funny how that stuff works.
Right. This is like more of an opinion, and I don't know if you'll get in trouble for like answering. I mean, you've been saying stuff, but do you feel like the songs and the artists played on the radio are the most talented, or do you feel like there's more deserving people that should get played?
So I do think that the artists who make it to the radio have done something right, and they are deserving of being played. You know, there's a reason that they are at the level they are in their careers. I do really enjoy when a smaller unsigned artist makes a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And our radio station, we really try to, our radio station in Nashville, that's our top 40 station, we mm-hmm. try to do spotlights on smaller local unsigned artists. Mm-hmm. We do a feature called Hot or Not. And so we kind of use that to amplify some of those smaller artists, because there are some really talented musicians who just might not be there in their career, but we want to feature them on the radio too. But it's been interesting with the shift in social media and streaming platforms. I think that especially TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
some of those platforms have really helped smaller artists break through and get to that point in their careers where they're getting a record deal and they're getting that radio airplay. So I think the internet has really helped the most talented people shine through.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think so too.
It's done a lot of bad things, but it's done a lot of good things too.
Oh yeah. I mean, because even with this podcast, like, we can just put it out there. Like, we don't need anybody to do it for us. And just like artists and musicians, they can literally record at home. They don't need a recording studio to like get music out there. They can just post it and then it's out there. But I did have a question regarding...
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll go. I did have a question regarding TikTok. So I really don't go on TikTok, but I know there's like songs from TikTok that are super popular. And my question is, do they become popular on TikTok and then hit the radio, or is it popular on the radio and then becomes popular on TikTok?
So I think the trend recently has been the songs are popular on TikTok and then we're playing them on the radio.
That's so crazy.
It's so funny. So it's kind of like, and this happens, you know, a long time ago with YouTube too. You look at Justin Bieber. I don't know why I keep bringing him up as an example, but he started on YouTube, and that's how he got discovered. He had that fan following on YouTube, and then he got a record deal. So TikTok is kind of the same way. Labels are discovering these artists, signing them, and they're using the popularity and the number of streams and views on TikTok as a persuasive tactic to get them played on radio. And people just like the songs. It's the quickest, easiest way to get a record deal these days, honestly. I tell all my artist friends, I'm like, you have to be on TikTok. Like, it's just necessary.
I posted my first TikTok day and I was like, I don't get this.
Oh my gosh, I know. And it's my job to do social media, and I feel so old when I'm on TikTok. I'm like, I don't know how to do this. Like, all these little middle schoolers are making these cool videos. I like will text my 13-year-old cousin. I'm like, you need to help me make a TikTok. She's like, oh, you're so lame.
Seriously, I couldn't figure it out. Moving on from kind of radio more into music and how you listen, or I don't know, but I want to know, what does music mean to you? Like, how does it inspire you, help you? Like, has it gotten you through a dark time, a good time, a sad time? I don't know. What?
Yeah. So music is really, really special to me. And like I said, I have grown up in radio, but in general, my family's a music family. My great grandmother owned a music store in the town that we were all born in. My grandfather plays 13 instruments, and he had an orchestra when he was younger. My great grandparents' house is in the shape of a music note. So we've just all grown up. Yeah, I know.
That is so cool. I want a house like that.
I know, it's so cool. So it's in the shape of a music note from the sky, but you wouldn't be able to tell looking at the house, but it's just a cool little detail.
Interesting.
When they built it. But yeah, so I've grown up in this super musical family, and music has always been something that's just a part of our everyday lives. Like, I've grown up just around music all the time and always listening to music, going to concerts. So it's such a part of my life. I don't know. I can't imagine my life without it. And I've used it, you know, I feel like most people have, and you're a huge music fan as well. Like, it gets you through everything, the good times, the bad times. It's just,
it really does.
It's such a good outlet.
Preach. I'm back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. What is your favorite concert moment? Do you have one that, like, whether that's working or personally going to a show yourself, do you have one?
So I was just saying, I grew up listening to music, and one of the bands I've always loved is Fleetwood Mac. And they did a tour in 2015, 2014, 2015. And it was the first time that the entire band was back together since the 80s. So I went to that show and it was just so surreal because they're one of my favorite bands, and seeing them all together performing was just,
yeah, that's insane.
You know, it was a spiritual experience, not to be dramatic, but
we know the spiritual experience.
Exactly. Like I felt that. And then I also felt the spiritual experience at Beyonce. So, you know, those are my two. Yeah.
Meg has different opinions on Beyonce, but.
Oh, you don't like Beyonce?
I just don't get the hype. I don't get it. I'm not hating on people that do, but like,
I was with you for a long time, but I got cheated on by my college boyfriend, and right after that, Lemonade came out.
I'm sure you went so hard to that. Yeah.
It was everything I needed. And so going to that show and hearing that album performed live, I was like, I've never been closer to God. That's not true. But in that moment, it felt like it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That definitely makes sense. That's a good reason to change your mind.
And do you remember what your first concert was?
I do. I was 7 years old and it was a Jessica Simpson concert in a mall parking lot. And I went with my grandma and I wore an all denim outfit and a furry scrunchie in my hair.
Man. Serving looks. And,
And we got to go backstage and meet her. And she was, you know, it was the first time I ever met a celebrity. And I was so shocked because she was so short. She was barely taller than me when I was in second grade. I was like, what? This is so weird.
My gosh.
I barely remember the show, but I remember the outfit mostly.
I love that you remember what you were wearing.
I have a cool outfit for this concert, you know? Just
It's all about the look for sure.
All about the look.
How has your music taste changed over the years, or has it not?
I feel like it has pretty much stayed the same. But I listen ever since, even when I was little, have always listened to a wide variety of music, you know, from country to rock to really classic old school stuff to really upbeat pop. So I've just always really enjoyed a variety of music, and that has, it just hasn't changed.
I'm going to throw in a question there. Who is your favorite artist or band to listen to? I mean, you just said Fleetwood Mac. Is that your top?
I know. Yeah. Fleetwood Mac is probably my favorite band.
All right. Good to know.
I know. I love them. But there's some newer artists that I really like too. Like I really like Lainey. I really like John Bellion. But yeah, Fleetwood's my I always
go back
to Fleetwood. Yeah.
Do you have a concert that you're looking forward to in the future?
Honestly, just any concert in general. I'm so sick of this pandemic.
Yeah. Have you watched any virtual concerts?
I have not, actually. I went to one socially distanced show last fall. It was a Parachute show. So that was nice to see some live music again. But yeah, I haven't done any of the virtual shows.
Is there still
live? I
don't
have the attention span for that.
And it's such a different experience. Like, I feel like I'm more engaged when I'm actually at a show and, like, there are people on stage rather than just, like, watching it. I don't know. I'm less
exactly.
Into
like, you
it.
Don't feel the energy. You don't feel the energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree.
And I know. I cannot wait for this to all be over and to just go to a concert or go to a festival.
Oh, a festival. I want to go.
I know. the sound of nostalgia in your voice.
I just like really want to go to Coachella. Like I've been to Bonnaroo. I mean, it's the only big festival I've been to, but it's just such an experience.
Oh, you need to do Coachella. It's so fun.
It's in the future for sure.
In the plans.
Yes.
If you could have dinner with any musician or artist or band, who would it be?
I mean, I feel like at this point it's going to be so obvious, but Stevie Nicks, like I love her. She's my queen. And I don't ever fangirl. I've never really cared about meeting artists, probably just because I've grown up around it. So I just was always used to it, but I would fangirl so hard over Stevie Nicks. It would be embarrassing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think that's amazing. We've all been there.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I fangirl, and then when I meet an artist, I'm chill. I try to be at least. And then I'll freak out if I meet Harry Styles. I want to meet him. He's my idol.
Yeah. Like when you have a little, especially when they're really attractive, it's kind of like, oh, I feel that way anytime I meet a cute boy though. I'm like,
hey, what's up?
trying to be cool, never work.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. Do you have a person, like a go-to person that you go to concerts with?
I don't really have a go-to, but I'm sure you guys feel this too. Like, it's such an experience to go to a show, and it's just all about the vibe. So I'm really selective of who I agree to go to shows with, because I want it to be with other people who really love music and just want to actually be in the moment and enjoy what's happening, because otherwise it just kind of sucks the fun out of the experience. Yeah.
I feel that.
That's so true. Like, I'd sometimes rather go by myself than with someone who's not going to be into it and dance with me or whatever.
I've never gone alone to a concert. No. I feel like
you're a social butterfly, so.
I am. I'm intrigued about going alone. I feel like it could be a freeing experience, but it also just makes me, I don't know, makes me nervous.
I feel like I definitely would encourage it, because I'm like, I feel like sometimes it stops people from going to a show if they don't have anyone to go with. And I'm like, screw it. I just want to go and see this artist. So I'm going to go by myself. And then I usually make friends and have a good time. So
you probably meet some pretty cool people who have the same interests as you. Yeah. That's, all right. I'll have to maybe try that post-pandemic.
I would definitely recommend.
If your life could have a theme song, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, this is such a high pressure question.
I know, it's also very hard.
Do you guys have yours picked out?
No.
We've asked people and we don't. I feel like, okay, I'm not like the biggest Taylor Swift fan. However, Shake It Off, I feel like would be my theme song, because I try to just, I love to dance to anything and everything. I'll dance to no music. I'll dance to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, like whatever. And so you just got to go through life and shake it off. So that's what I try to do. And I think that would be my theme song. Yeah.
That's a good one. Oh, this is so much pressure. I don't know. This is such a Nashville, like, roundabout way of answering this, but I would probably, half my friends are songwriters and artists. I'd probably have them just write something for me. I don't know.
Hey, like,
I mean, that's the privilege
you have. Yeah.
Like, I can't think of one that already exists.
I feel like it's hard when there are so many good songs. And I also just feel like you go through different seasons of life. So to say like one theme song of your entire life, I just feel like I can't commit. I have commitment issues.
Exactly. Like, I've had a phase of my life where it would probably be a Cardi B song, but I'm not really there right now.
For sure.
Do you want to do pet peeves, Meg?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, maybe she has radio pet peeves, or maybe not.
Oh, do you have any pet peeves about the radio, working at the radio, or?
Oh, I don't know. It's a really fun, really laid back industry. So I don't really have any. I feel very lucky to be surrounded by really fun and talented people in this industry.
You are blessed to not have any pet peeves.
Do you have any pet peeves of when you attend a concert?
Yeah, my biggest pet peeve at concerts is when people are talking over a song. If it's a song they don't know, or if it's an opening artist they don't know, I just think it's so rude, and it just detracts from everyone around, everyone who's seated around them. It detracts from the experience, and it just sends me. I can't. It's so rude.
It irks your pickle.
It really does. That's great. I'm gonna add that to my vocabulary.
Well, that's a good one. I agree with that one, but haven't heard that one yet. So
yeah, I totally agree. Now we're gonna do this or that. It's a little game. So it's kind of rapid fire. So would you rather go to a GA show or an arena show?
An arena show.
Okay. Outdoor or indoor concerts?
It depends on the season, but outdoor.
Nice. Same. Dressed up for a concert or more casual?
Dressed up.
Attend solo or with people?
With people.
front row, back row, or anywhere in between?
Honestly, I just don't like random people touching me at concerts. So wherever people are not.
Probably like the back row.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Seated or floor tickets?
Seated.
Buy tickets as soon as they go on sale or wait to buy later?
As soon as they go on sale.
Yes.
Would you wear merch to a show or no?
No.
No, yeah. Get to the show when the show starts or arrive after the opener?
I'm usually late. I usually arrive after the opener.
Okay. And then last one, are you willing to travel for a show or do you only attend local concerts?
Definitely willing to travel.
Yay. Same.
Yeah.
Love it's a good it. Day.
I mean, you just gotta bite the bullet and go.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you get to like experience a new city and like
exactly
be in a new environment. It's always a fun time. All right. And then did you prepare an artist of the week?
I have one in mind. Yeah.
Okay. Shout them out.
Yep. Hit us.
Okay. So I'm going to plug an artist who I've actually met through my job, but she's become a really good friend of mine, Nina Nesbitt.
Yeah.
And she is just so incredibly talented. She's done a lot of really awesome collabs this year, and she is working on her next album right now. And it's just going to be amazing. And she's awesome. And I can't wait to see where her career goes. She is a bad bee for sure. And she's going to be a superstar, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I've actually listened to some of her stuff. And then I remember you posting like you were friends with her. I was like, what? Yeah. So she's cool. I would also recommend.
Yeah.
Dang, I don't know who she great. Is. So I'm going to have to look her up.
Is she a Nashville artist? She's not.
No. Right. So no? She yeah. is based in London, but she is Scottish.
Oh, wow. Oh. Did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's awesome. I know it's so funny. She posted a TikTok the other day, actually, that was like, she was trying to sing in her native accent. And she was like, this is so hard. Like, I don't know how to sing in my accent that I speak in every day.
Which is also weird because usually when artists have an accent, their singing voice does not.
I know. I always think that's so funny. Like, everyone sings in the same accent. It's bizarre.
Super bizarre. Yeah.
Jess, do you have an artist?
Do we want to just leave it at... Because I feel like... Yeah. Every week we do so many and I'm like, we should probably save these for another time.
That's literally what I said last week. Yes. Okay. So. Nina, our girl.
That's the artist of the week.
Yes. Yeah. Nina Nesbitt. You guys, if you needed to check her out, she's
looking
good. She's got some jam.
Awesome. Definitely. Well,
Juliana, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, it was good to catch up. So thanks for chatting and being on.
Yeah, of course.
Enlightening us about radio. Guys, so
yes.
Thanks guys for listening. We'll see you next Tuesday. Also, we want to plug, go follow our Instagram, Post Concert Depression Podcast, and be sure to follow, comment, rate us. I don't really know all the things. Okay, bye.
All the things.